head coach of the Tennessee Lady Vols, Kelly Harper, fresh off a victory in Columbia, Missouri last night. Coach Harper, welcome in. I know it was a relief how the second half of that game turned out, not just with the outcome, but also with Ray Burrell being able to come back after what looked like a bad turn of the ankle.
Yeah, you're right. Obviously, to have the second half that we had, you know, really, really proud of our teams. I thought Mizzou had a lot of momentum throughout that game, you know, and at any point, you know, you're just a little concerned that they could build on that momentum and we could let up. We didn't, and I'm really, really proud of the team for that. And obviously, when you have any player go down, but obviously especially one that's giving you as much production as Ray Burrell is doing, it's scary. I tell you, the probably some of the best news I got last night was in the middle of the second half, somebody came up and said Ray can play. Okay, that's good. You know, you kind of breathe a sigh of relief, not just for that game, but obviously moving forward.
And Rania Davis scored 26 last night, and this is another performance for her where slow first half, either a performance or foul trouble, and then scores all of her points in the second half to lead you to a win. How do you get that little more consistent performance over the two halves, though you'll certainly take how she's performed in the second half as of late?
Right. Well, I think I don't think it's a situation where it's of any concern. She just didn't play in the first half. You know, she got two quick fouls. She comes over to the bench and she'd been out for a minute or two. She comes up, she goes, now am I going to sit the rest of this half? I told her, I said, if you sit the rest of this half, you're in good shape, because I was not going to put her in if we were in range. If we were close or ahead, we were not going to put her in, because we could not afford for her to get a third foul in a first half. And, you know, fortunately, everybody stepped up, did their part. You know, it was a close game in the first half, and we knew we were going to have her in the second. So the team did their part. Obviously, down the stretch, I think sometimes, you know, when every possession seems more critical, and a lot of times that's late, our team does a little bit better job looking for Renia. So that, you know, might be an opportunity for us to kind of look at things as a team and see where we maybe could get her a few more touches earlier.
Coach, one of the things that I've enjoyed watching, obviously the prolific scoring and the way you guys play, is it's really fun. It's entertaining to me to watch. And I was laughing the other day. I was watching you guys play, and my dad, you know, being an age, we grew up in basketball, and I never saw a shot I didn't like. And every once in a while, I'd make a couple, and then it was a guarantee. Everybody knew as soon as I came down on the other cross half court, it was going up. And he told me that that's called a heat check. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I'd make a couple and just start throwing them out of nowhere. And he'd be like, that's not what I mean by heat check. Don't stop. But I watched some of your girls play, and they make a couple. They're going up. They're not afraid to shoot it. I laughed, and I love that.
Well, you know what? I've always coached with a thought in mind. I don't want my players afraid. I don't want them worried about making a mistake. Now, I do want them making a great decision. So coming down and, you know, jacking up shots, that's not a good decision. But when they take a shot, I want them feeling confident. I want them feeling really good about they're not looking over their shoulder to see what coach is going to say after they shoot it. And part of that is they have to know what's good and you know, what a good shot for them means. But also, yeah, step up and know you can make it. If you're going to shoot it, you better know you can make it.
Coach, I know this story will probably be funnier in 5 or 10 years, but walk me through last week from a good performance, but ultimately a loss to Texas A&M, getting stuck in Texas, not having a lot of practice time, and then, oh, by the way, knocking off South Carolina, the number two team in the country, in a back-and-forth game that at various points could have gone a lot of different ways for you, and then heading to Georgia.
I tell you, it's been the most unbelievable, unusual. It was crazy. I'll just say that. So let me even back up. Let me take you before we go down to Texas A&M. The game before that, we play at Kentucky without Renia Davis. So we didn't have much practice time. Her first, she got to practice very limited the 2 days leading up to A&M. And her first full go day was the game, actually. She played well. Really proud of her. Our team played well down at A&M. On the way down, we knew that our travel was affected on the way down. We could not fly into College Station. We had to fly into Houston, bus 2 hours. So that was not exactly ideal. You know, you have over 4 hours of travel, which, you know, I understand. We've just not had that this season. So that was something new. Played hard, played well. Literally right after the game, our director of ops, who's in charge of our travel, she comes in and she says, "We need to leave in 30 minutes. So I walk in and address the team for maybe 30 seconds. You know, "Hey, wish we'd have done this, wish we could have done this. Okay, by the way, we have to leave right now." You know, it was very abrupt. It was awkward. There wasn't a whole lot of closure, and we were scrambling to get on the bus. We were probably 30 minutes late. If we'd have been 30 minutes earlier, I think we would have gotten out of Houston before the weather set in. But we get to Houston, we find a hotel. On the way there, when they canceled the flight, find a hotel. So we're there on Sunday. In the middle of the night, Sunday night, we lose power. So we're there all day without power on Monday. Now, it sounds worse than it was. The hotel was fabulous in making sure that they helped us with food. And, you know, it might not have been hot food, but it was food. We had two buses that we could go out in the parking lot and sit on, and they were warm. So we were in so much better shape than many people out there. But obviously you don't want to be stuck, and we were. So we couldn't get out on Monday. We took a field trip to the gas station on Monday afternoon, and it was amazing. We thought that was the greatest thing. We got to get out of the hotel and go to a gas station, you know, those simple things in life. And then Tuesday we got up and went to a local gym to practice. Didn't have a long practice, and it wasn't too in depth, but we did get to move them around a little bit. And we were very fortunate that, we were in a film session, finished our film session at 3:30, got the word, "Hey, let's leave here in 20 minutes. We think we can get a flight." And so we were able to get out Tuesday night, had a practice here Wednesday, and then game on Thursday, and so proud of our team. I mean, it's not an easy situation for them to be in, and they handled it beautifully. I was so, again, just so proud of how they hung in there. We were down, and, you know, kept fighting, didn't quit, and found a way to get the win. Now, I do think it took a lot out of us, both emotionally and physically. And so we go down to Georgia. Georgia did not play on Thursday. And I think it took a toll on us going down there. But unfortunately, couldn't execute well enough to get the back-to-back wins against the two top 25 teams.
Coach, I don't know what's more impressive, the story leading up to the point of you getting that win against number 2 South Carolina, or the fact that the power went out and the girls might not have been able to charge their cell phones.
I don't know. You know what? This is going to be an amazing thing. The hotel brought in like some small generators for folks to charge their devices. But I mean, that's the whole hotel. It's not just us. And so there wasn't a lot of space there, but they figured out we had outlets on the bus. So they went out to the bus and were able to charge their phones up a little bit. But I tell you what, it was, you know, people talk about, you don't have the opportunity to use your cell phone, so they have to interact with each other a little bit more. But I think more importantly for us, just going through that together, I thought that was really important to our team. And going through adversity and then beating South Carolina together, I thought that was really critical for our team and for our chemistry and really to put us all on the same page.
Coach, the last thing for you, we'll get you out of, really appreciate your time, especially after you've had to record the show with Mickey this morning. I mean, that's your own cross to bear there. But you have Auburn this weekend. You're trying to secure a top 4 seed in the SEC tournament. And I know coaches try not to look too far ahead to seeding and everything in the NCAA tournament, but how important is this game combined with the win last night, to get that top four seed and not have to play until Friday in Greenville?
Well, I think you touched on it there. I think what we did as a team kind of talked about the Missouri game and the Auburn game together as very big games. And I'll tell you what, our players know it. It's not just coach speak that's going in one ear and out the other. They get it, and they understand these are not going to be easy. These are not easy games. Auburn presents problems in the way they defend. They press and play zone, and it's just very unique. We haven't seen that all year. But I think if my calculations are correct, if we win on Sunday, we're a 3 seed in the SEC tournament. And to be where we were, to come that far, I'm just really proud that our players have put ourselves in that position. We need to finish it off. I was talking to Kathy Kishkidawa the other day about, hey, we win, we're a 3 seed. And I thought she was going to do a backflip, because that's not anything she's experienced in her career here. And I think, they're really excited about what this team, has done and what this team can continue to do.
Coach, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, for giving it to us. Good luck on Sunday at Thompson Bowling Arena. We'll see you over there. And congrats on the win last night. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.